Are you a big fan of online shopping? Hello, my name is Stephen Jackson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, and today's Mars Hill Pastor for the Day. There's an old familiar musical play that briefly snapshots a common complaint of many Christians, where a young lady from an organization like the Salvation Army is giving an evangelistic street corner speech when a huckster slides up and steals the crowd by obnoxiously pitching obviously fake solid gold watches for $1. As she sadly turns away from her now abandoned sidewalk, with pity for the crowd, she laments, "If we could only sell them salvation for a buck, solid gold with an ivory top and a built-in compass." Throughout my Christian life, I have been dissatisfied with the notion, insisted upon by the unbeliever and far too universally adopted among churchgoers, that Christianity can be, or should be, compartmentalized, that there ought to be a separation of our beliefs and everything else we do. In fact, I have dedicated much of my ministerial service to exactly the opposite, that our convictions and beliefs shape everything else that we do, and that it is our duty not to just know the scriptures, but to become so conversationally familiar with the themes and principles in it that our relationship with God can and should be recognized in everything we do, from church activities to the mundane activities of everyday life. Truly, the longer I have been a Christian, the greater my conviction that the idea of the distinction between the religious and the secular is Satan's broad daylight theft of the joy and glory that God intended humanity to have in the whole of our lives, not just part of it, from the grandest worship services down to simply buying stuff online. Now, you might be wondering, how could we possibly consider God and be strengthened in our faith with something like shopping online? Well, consider with me today Hebrews 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When you purchase something online from any reputable source, you are emailed or directed to a web page that will display a confirmation number. That number serves an important, one could say, a substantial purpose. It is the assurity that the transaction you have engaged in is complete, and it is binding. A payment has been made, and though you can only hope to see it delivered to you soon, the product purchased already belongs to you. Your confirmation number is the evidence of your ownership of that which you have not yet seen. Can you see the parallels? When we experience this everyday, mundane transaction, there is faith. I like to often substitute the word fidelity to carry the full meaning of faith. There is fidelity by both parties in the binding nature of the transaction, a substantial claim of ownership. There is evidence of the personal involvement in the transaction. It's not that just a transaction has happened, but my transaction has happened. And there is an increasing expectation of the arrival of the promised item at any time in the near future. So it is with salvation. When we were without the guarantee of life in eternity because we could not pay the purchase price, the debt of condemnation we owe for our rebellion against the instruction, design, and responsibilities that God gave to us in creation, Jesus, God's Son, paid that price for us because of His love for us, that we should not spend eternity dead to God, but rather alive with Him. And faith, His fidelity to you and your fidelity to Him, is both binding in nature and substantial proof of the ownership of the eternal life He has purchased for you. It is already yours, though today we still hope to see the glory that is to be. And it is not an empty promise. We presently experience the evidence of the gift of eternal life in the abundant joy and the powerful peace found in the Christian walk, in a life lived in faithfulness, in fidelity to our Savior, who purchased this gift out of love for you. And we who have accepted His gift have an earnest desire for the day when we will see our Savior with our own eyes. Now faith, fidelity, is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. I encourage you today, enjoy your online shopping. And I challenge you to treasure each confirmation number you receive as a blessed reminder of the best purchase already transacted for you, and one for which we are still looking forward to delivery. This has been Pastor Stephen Jackson of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, wishing you well and God bless as today's Mars Hill Pastor for the day.